Good evening, everybody. I would like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this chilly Thursday, February 13th, 2020.
Hey, Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Trugson?
Me? Yes.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here, Chris.
And Director Hudson?
Here. Thank you. Can you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This room feels warm to us. Thank you.
Yes.
You just turned it
on. I did.
Very nice.
Yes. Okay, moving on. Do I have, what say you, a directors, on the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
I second it.
Oh,
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Aw. She's so cute.
I sound better.
You can start moving your hands again.
I sound better.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any?
Madam Chair, I move approval of the consent calendar.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director.
Hey, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. We don't have any presentations this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you. Good seeing all of you. Just wanted to report that, unfortunately, the Clearland property has fallen through again.
We've been
through this on a number of occasions. I didn't get the details because our agent is under the weather and wasn't in the office at the time she reported this information to me, but I'll be getting more details later. She did indicate that she had a potential buyer that she will be contacting and seeing if they're still interested in that. But as you know, this is maybe the fifth time that we've had this up that I'm aware of, that where the purchase just fell through. I did contact the county about the lease agreement that we have with them, Spark Point, and they're drawing up a proposal. I just briefly mentioned that the last one was based on market rate and had an escalator of about 3% in it, so they understand, kind of where we're looking in terms of the terms of the lease agreement. So I'll be hearing, hopefully, from them within the next month or so. The rentals have been going quite well for the auditorium. Who knows why it changes from year to year, but we already have 13 rentals for the auditorium already. April is pretty much booked up, and these are all Saturdays, and they continue to go that way. So that's good news. The center storefront doors, the ones down this hallway, the one down Randy's hallway, and the one that's across from the dining room, they'll be worked on. Two of them will be replaced. One will be rehabilitated, and that'll start on February 25th and be done the next day on the 26th. Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice to get that project out of the way. I did submit a grant to the San Francisco Foundation, an equity grant for $150,000. That would be 2 years of funding for the Bay Point Youth Academy. It's a competitive grant, so we just have to wait and see that they'll be announcing the recipients in May. So, just an opportunity. We are running out of funds for the initial grant. That'll be over June 30th, so we're looking for some funding to sustain that program. And finally, the kitchen stove is here, and we're working on getting it installed. We have a new stove and an old kitchen, so there's modifications that are necessary in order to hook it up, but it's here, and we're happy to welcome that into inventory. Yes. And that's all I have.
Awesome. Awesome, thank you so much. Anybody have any questions or comments?
Yes, Madam Chair, can
yes,
I ask? Did we have a chance to talk to the county about the applying for that youth grant?
No. Randy is going to take the lead on that and contact his person, so he's looking into that.
Great, thank you.
Anybody else?
Yep.
Okay. No leave reports this evening, so we're moving on to public comments. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. I don't see any public communication requests. Okay, moving on. Board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. First is consider approving the proposed fiscal year 2019-2020 budget adjustments. Do I have any request to speak forms on this for the public?
No.
All right, I'm closing it to public and bringing it back.
So, Madam Chair, this is an opportunity for us to make any adjustments that we see as we move through the mid-year of our budget. As you know, budgets are the best guess. We usually get it pretty close. But there are some changes. Generally, some of the significant changes are when we formulate the budget, we don't have all our grant money in, so we can't, even though we can anticipate we're going to get it, we can't show it. Other things that we set aside are some capital projects that the board is well aware of that we have not been able to itemize at the time we submit the budget in June, but later when these come to fruition through supplementary grants and getting bids in the project themselves, then we're able to identify that. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to Jessica, and she'll explain some of the significant changes that we're asking the board to adopt tonight.
Okay, so I'm going to go through income, and I do have my notes to go over. So first one is property taxes. So we did receive the first half, which was about the same as what we got last year this time. So I was able to add $30,000 to the budget for that. Ambrose Pool, so after another entire season for the pool, we're still evaluating. $6,000 of the budget is from a Kaiser grant, and we got a $10,000 grant from LMCHD to go towards swim lessons. For Teen Center, the board approved originally $46,000 from the reserve to cover the first half of the fiscal year. But we are now requesting $20,000 to help with his wages. So we do have two grants that help with the program expenses, so it's more for his wages. The Bay Point Youth Academy, so the San Francisco Foundation was able to grant us $100,000, which $75,000 went to the Bay Point Youth Academy and $25,000 for the Teen Center. For general fund capital projects, we did have $26,000 from a previous state grant that we used for the auditorium floor maintenance. Now to expenses. For senior accountants, so this is including Mary Jane's payout, that's why it looks a little higher than normal.
Right.
part-time senior accountant. So Mary Jane hasn't been able to come in too often, so I was able to deduct $3,000 from that budget. Part-time custodian, so minimum wage went up this year, so staff received a cost of living step increase. Workers' comp, so this decreased this year because we have not had any claims.
Nice. Whoa, everybody's healthy.
Great.
Good
yeah,
job.
Great.
Retirement, so we have two new eligible staff members for the second half of the year, so I added a little more in there. Admin expenses, so liability insurance, we have had a couple of claims, so that went up some. Payroll fees, since switching to our new payroll system, we have been able to save almost half of what we were paying with our previous payroll company.
Wonderful. Great. Great job.
Professional services, our auditor's rate increased each year, so I added a little bit more for to cover that. Mm-hmm. Attorney fees, so the district council has had to work on a claim this year and a couple of contracts, so that went up a little bit. Website fees, this is the start of our second year with our new webpage, and it has been less expensive than what we had anticipated.
Wow.
Now for recreation, so class instructor, so classes have been getting popular, and our rec coordinator is adding new classes for the spring season. So I did raise that up since our instructors take home 70% of what they bring in. So maintenance expenses, so maintenance workers, so this reflects our head maintenance workers evaluation raise. Part-time maintenance workers, so staff received a cost of living step increase also, but we also had to correct a misclassified employee, which he was covering for another employee while he was out on disability, so. Janitorial supplies, so we have had issues with homeless taking supplies at the parks, so that I had to add a little bit more on there. Phones, so we had the line repaired at the maintenance shop and added network service for a computer. Equipment rental, so this is including our drinking water dispensers, and we also had to rent equipment to move appliances in and out of the community center, so that went up a little bit. For neighborhood park expenses, so the majority of the expenses at the parks is water usage. So we have adjusted the watering schedule to try to offset the expenses in our general funds. So pool, for staff, I compared it to last year's numbers, so I believe it'll be about the same. Also the chemicals. And for miscellaneous expenses, we had to make a few maintenance calls for pool systems going down. And for grants, so Teen Center general fund. So again, you were you approved the first half, so just need $20,000 to help with his wages. Randy will keep an eye on the budget for the rest of the year, try not to spend too much. For the Teen Center, the San Francisco Foundation did grant $25,000 for the Teen Center. And the $75,000 for the Bay Point Youth Academy. We did also get a Koshling grant of $30,000. It was $60,000, so $30,000 per year. So we're using this is the last $30,000 for the Teen Center also. For Kaiser, we received $10,000 Kaiser grant for this year. $60,000 will go to free swim lessons and $4,000 for youth sports. LMCHD, so we received $10,000 for free swim lessons this year. And then Keller, so we received two Keller grants this year, one for our senior lunch program, which was $4,999, and a new grant for the Teen Center, $4,999 also. And then for the unassigned funds, so for the tree removal and maintenance, we did approve $22,000 already. So the $15,000 is for the final phase of the all the trees maintenance. $20,000 for replacing and repairing the storefront doors. An additional $5,000 will be coming from the Contra Costa County Elections Office to help with that. And then $30,000 for the auditorium doors. An additional $18,000 will come from the CDBG grant to cover that. And that's it.
Do you have any questions, Jenny?
I just want to give a comment if possible.
Yes, please, Barbara.
I really want to say, Jessica, you've done a really fantastic job on this. I mean, even though that Mary Jane has left, we haven't seen your people anywhere. You've just taken over it and just handled it and just budgeted everything. I was really impressed with the budget meeting that I did for Steve, and I didn't realize how detailed your job really is. But you are doing wonderful. I'm just so
Thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Thank
and
you.
I know Doug is right behind you, you know, helping you and stuff, but mm-hmm. really, you've done a fantastic job. Thank you. You're a total asset.
Thank you.
To Ambrose Park.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can we get a yay? Yay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And to our budget committee also.
Yes, thank you.
Keeping us on track.
Yes.
People, really appreciate it. So if there's nothing else, moving on. We need to, somebody want to make a motion on this?
I make a motion, we approve the budget adjustment for 2019-2020.
A second. Thank you, directors.
All right, Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you, directors. Next, consider accepting a proposal from Grace Construction to replace the community center auditorium doors and authorize the general manager to execute a contract in the amount of $47,200. Do I have any individuals wishing to speak on this item? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back.
Yes, as you know, we've been looking at this project for a better part of a year now, and we didn't get any bids. Every time we opened it up for bids, we had some interest, but when it came to the mandatory bidders meeting, we would have one person, and during the bidding deadline, nobody would submit a bid. So we've had to do this in the one other time since I've been here is we had to actually return the CDBG allocation to the county, and we certainly don't want to do that because any support that we can get to help improve our community center and make it more attractive to the community, we should certainly take advantage of. When we did this initially, of course, we got a bid that is always too low, which is kind of the general operating procedure in construction, it seems as if. But we finally did put the bid out again, the RFP, and we did get a response, and this is the lowest responsible bidder. You can see that there's $18,575 earmarked from CDBG. I've been working with the county, and they're ready to go with this project. Capital Items Fund can certainly afford this, that we've allocated funds for that. So as you know and the community knows, this auditorium is one of the most popular facilities that we have. And this is part of the process of slowly updating that facility. Just as a reminder, we did the ceiling, we did the floor, and then we did the paint. And the doors are inoperable right now. They're not ADA compliant. So this is an opportunity to bring that up to date and make it ADA compliant. So this is I think this is a very worthy project.
Do you have any questions, directors?
I have a comment.
Please.
Well, first, hallelujah to the gods of the doors. I'm really happy that it's finally done. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that. Thanks for keeping at it.
Yes.
General Manager. So, do I have...
Dito, I move we accept the proposal from Grace Construction to replace the Community Center auditorium doors and authorize the General Manager to execute a contract in the amount of $47,200.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I second it.
All right. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Hudson.
Aye. Next, moving on, consider selecting dates for two special meetings, March board meeting and the visioning workshop. Do I have any questions or comments from the individuals wishing to speak on these items? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back. Let's start with the March board meeting. So, did you have anything you wanted to say? Or?
No.
Okay. So originally last month we had talked about.
Sorry.
Nice. I get music. Love it. Last month we had talked about maybe rescheduling the March meeting because two of our directors and our general manager are going to be at a conference. I wanted to put some thoughts out there. Normally I let you guys talk first, but I just wanted to put some thoughts out there so you guys can mull it over. Unless there's some specific reason why we would want to reschedule it, I was hoping that we could, you, Eva, May, you, and me, that we could hold the meeting, and Jess, at the regular time. My thought on it is that I like to keep the meetings when we are scheduled to have the meetings in case the public shows up, like these people tonight. I hate for anybody ever when they've decided to come to a meeting, and maybe it's the first time, and they've been meaning to come for years, and they never have, and then this is the night they're going to do it, and they come, and the doors are closed, unless there's some compelling reason. So I would actually like to keep it at the same time, as long as us three directors and Jess can make it. That's what my thoughts are.
I have no problem with that.
I have no problem with that.
So I'll be here.
Okay. Is that okay? Do we have a? Do we have to make a motion, or can we just?
No.
We're going to have it the same. So Jess, it'll just be us. Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Plus the public.
Yeah. Plus the public. Yeah. And I just anyway. Thank you. I appreciate that. Next, we're moving on to our visioning workshop. Did you want to?
Yeah. It's been. Evan would know. She has some of the materials from that, and I'll be relying on her for the next one, since that went with my, when they stole my laptop, that
yes.
was the information they got from me, so I'll probably need your file on that to recreate a fresher file. But we were involved in a visioning workshop that really does an analysis of where the district is and where we hope to go, and it's an opportunity to align the district's mission statement with resources and how they'll be allocated and how we work towards that goal, what the strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities are, share ideas. I thought this visioning workshop, we would include staff, that would include Lori and Randy as significant players in this, as they're the ones that are offering a number of the activities and the predominant activities to the public, so it would be good to have their voice involved in this too. So that's kind of what the visioning workshop is about. You do it, you can do it annually, or you can do it every few years when we see it necessary, but Director Garcia had indicated that it's been a while, and it's probably a good chance to revisit this. So would be a workshop, and we could do it, you know.
Did we do it on a Saturday before?
No, I think we did it. We did it here. We did it on a weeknight.
Do we anticipate the same idea so that your employees can be here and not mm-hmm. set their schedule?
It's probably best, yeah.
Okay. Like starting around the same time, 6:30, mm-hmm. something like that, mm-hmm. for a couple hours?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're thinking?
Okay. Would it be, Madam Chair, would it be good to do it in April right after their, when they return from the conference?
Well, they're in the conference in March.
Yeah. So,
but,
the next month. Yeah.
Yeah.
The month after.
Yeah.
Is that enough preparation for you?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, April or May. And then do it like on a third Thursday.
Our
like
next
our
meeting then would be April 9th. So either the meeting the Thursday after might work, 16th or the 23rd.
I could do the 16th.
What about you, Luba?
The 16th is hard, but I'll go ahead and I'll try to be sure. Yeah.
What about the Thursday after that?
The 23rd.
The 23rd, I'm open.
I'm open on the 23rd.
I'm open both days.
Okay. Do we want to do the 23rd?
We do the 23rd.
So that's the fourth Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, because I take a class.
Yeah, no, let's not drop.
6:30.
Yeah, 6:30. So we're talking April 23rd, 4/23 at 6:30. And we'll publish this on our website.
Thank you.
6:30, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir. Everybody said? Okay. No public hearing, no closed session at this time. Each board member is given the opportunity to report a committee assignments or make individual comments. How about you, Director Hogan?
Nothing.
All right. Director Garcia?
I want to do what Luke said. I couldn't hear her good, but I know she was. I just want to say, Jessica, you are filling those big shoes very well.
Thank you. Thanks.
Director
Clarkson? Nothing but ditto. Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Thank you.
And Director Thomas Garcia?
I don't think I have a voice.
Okay.
She's good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with our fellow directors, and I also wanted to comment on your very cute, is that from your recent trip?
No, I'm just a big Disney fan, so I have a lot at home.
You and MJ have a lot in common, then, right? That's good. Okay, so at this time, do I have a motion?
I move we end the meeting.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.